Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. How many career criminals does Ralph think have a foot into the demonic? That's his question as he phrased it. Career criminals and foot in, or maybe an infestation or something with the demonic. I'm sure you've met many criminals, and you still probably meet them. What do you think?
Well, you know, without doing an investigation and find out what's going on in people's lives, it's pretty rough to say, but I can say this. The devil has his foot in every one of our lives. There isn't anybody on this earth that isn't influenced by him in some way. And that includes saints. You know, he might not physically come after people, and it might not physically cause phenomena to take place in their surroundings, immediate surroundings. But you can bet that there's the influence there. He's working through the five senses. He knows, he's very, very good at his game. He knows our weaknesses. He knows the weaknesses of the body. He considers us sacks of meat. You know, he will not minister to us because of his pride, and he despises us. And he tries to get every single person to fall. Doesn't matter who you are. So as far as the criminals are concerned, you got to look at the situations on people too. You know, some people come from a background of poverty, which will lead them into a life of crime. There are some people that have these personality traits that the demonic will really work on. Greedy people, people who want money, you know, they'll stab you in the back for a nickel. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That type of person. So you got to look at the weakness of humanity in order to realize how devastating the devil really is to us, especially when he doesn't let us know that he's operating in our lives. You can't fix it if you don't know what's happening. So if you don't know about God, you don't know about your faith, you don't pray your rosary, you don't go to mass or services on Sunday, he's going to continue to erode your life where God doesn't even recognize who you are anymore. He doesn't recognize your soul because we've disfigured it and we've made it so dirty and filthy. It's like an illness. So you look at somebody who has a terminal illness like cancer that they even physically don't look like themselves anymore.
True.
Well, you can apply that to the soul. It's the same thing. Sin is the cancer of your soul. It makes it dirty. It makes it look sick. And when Jesus looks at it and he says, I don't know who you are, he has no choice but to tell you, get away from me. I'm not allowing you into my house. What normal person on this earth would have a stranger that they don't know knock on their door and say, I want to come and live here? You're going to open a door and let him in?
Nope.
No, you're going to say, I don't know. You get lost. But if a family member comes to you and says, I need a place to live, you're going to say, yeah, come on in, because you recognize them. Well, it's the same thing with Jesus. You dirty that soul, he's not going to recognize you. You're not getting in.
All right. Gosh, that's a creepy way to...
You got to rein me in every once in a while.
Oh, it's great. It's great radio. Ralph, I look forward to next week. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second so you and I can wrap up.
Sure, Mike.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, folks, that concludes the Deliver Us From Evil Tapes, Episode 1 with Ralph Sarchi. podcast available later on today for Founders Pass members at crusadechannel.com. Just another reason that you should become a Founders Pass member. We will have a lengthy preview podcast available as well. And we'll have previews from next week's episode of Delivers from Evil Tapes, episode number 2. If you're wondering what this is, I'm taking you out with the theme to the film The Exorcist. We'll be right back here on the Mike Church Show and on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.